Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in our state. And to help us, as always, John Swamp Fox Warner, who is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he is right now. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
You know, Mike, it's a pretty good thing to be able to do business on a global basis. You can reach anybody around the world. So I have partners in Hyderabad, India, and London. It's really kind of cool to be able to pull up Skype or some equivalent and, you know, to be able to talk to somebody halfway around the world. A lot of these folks have been here to South Carolina, and I've been there, and we're business partners, and we're working together closely. One of them I'm working with is a fellow named Amit Mehta, and I met him on a trip to India a few years ago, and he was an executive with Apollo Sugar, and they were remotely monitoring diabetics with cellular meters, and they had built a whole business model around this and were pretty successful, and they'd done a lot of clinical trials. They had published their results in a peer-reviewed British medical journal, so they were really state-of-the-art in what they were doing. I come back to South Carolina, and some folks here are kind of doing pilot projects with this kind of technology. So when we started to create a smartphone-based painless glucose test, we reached out to Amit, and he became our software technology partner. He'd left Apollo Sugar at that point and started his own technology company in Hyderabad. So we're not only working with a software guy, we're working with a domain expert in diabetes management. You'd think that was a really good thing, wouldn't you?
It does sound like something that should be working in your favor.
Yeah, and so we see India as a big market for what we're doing, and not only is he a technology partner, but he's also hopefully a business development partner with boots on the ground there. One of our other board members is in London, and we've had some conversations with him about how to market what we're doing in the UK. And the reason for me kind of getting into this story is we have to do a clinical trial to get some regulatory clearance for a human version of what we're doing. We began selling the pet version of it a few weeks ago, and that's going pretty well. And now we're starting to think about what we need to do to go through the FDA to get their clearance to allow humans to test their saliva instead of having to lance themselves with a drop of blood. And there's a large organization in the state, and I won't say who they are, but they help people with clinical trials. And we went to them and we said, here's what we're doing, and we need your help. And they start listing the requirements, and one of them was all the development had to be done in the United States. And I said, really? I mean, we're in a global economy, and we can't use partners around the world. Their concern was, you know, a lot of people outsource software to different parts of the world, and maybe they have this perception that it's not as good a quality. And I was really struck by that because I'm working with people who are peers to us. They have similar levels of education. They program in the same languages. They work with the same technology companies. The mindset that we can't work with people around the world, I was just struck by that. You know, I really think that that's something we need to take a step back from and realize the world's not what it was 20 or 30 or 40 years ago. You can go to Bangalore, India, or Tel Aviv, Israel, you know, not to mention London, people are as technically sophisticated as we are. And in some ways, just like my story of Amit, they're actually ahead of the curve. They're ahead of us.
So it sounds to me like maybe your next trip is up to the halls of Congress?
I don't know. I think this is a local decision of this private organization we were talking to. I guess the message here is for all of us to step back and realize that there's an immense amount of talent around the world. There's an immense amount of opportunity around the world. And, you know, I think we have to have a more global mindset of the business we're in. We've always seen Accessible Diagnostics as being global from inception. It started with a Gates Foundation grant in Tanzania, and we've managed to build good partners around the world, and I'd encourage everybody else to begin to think that way too.
Well, John, we're all about to turn the pages on our calendar. What should the business community be making notes for upcoming events?
Well, something that sounds fun and international right around the corner is the German-American Business Summit, which sounds like it should have good food and beverages there. Listeners like to plug into that. And then it's the time of the year to be thinking about Dig South, one of the most significant technology conferences in the Southeast. And I think if you'll register, you get some early bird discounts now. And if you wait after the first of the year, it costs you a little bit more.
Well, John, as always, thanks for your time and happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs a Swamp Fox Facebook page all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both so you can learn more posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.